This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Heath Alk, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Montgomery County Farm Bureau farming members receive Farm Week, a free farming newspaper. Farm Week is one of the nation's leading farm publications. Get Farm Week by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or check our website at www.montgomerycountyfb.com. Or come into the office, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat is now trading at 871, down 7 1/4. March wheat trading at 883 1/4, down 7. December corn trading at 756 1/2, down 4 3/4. March corn trading at 754 3/4, down 4 1/2. November soybeans trading at 1536 1/2, down a dime. January beans trading at 1539 1/2, down 9 3/4. December soybean meal now trading at 468.10, down 29. January meal trading at 461.50, down 28. And December soybean oil trading at 51.42, down 24. January oil trading at 51.81, down 23. December oats now trading at 396 up a half. March oats trading at 399 1/2 up a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 878 1/4, up 5 3/4. March wheat ended at 890 1/4, up 6 1/2. May wheat ended at 893 1/2, up 6 3/4. December corn yesterday, 761 1/4, down 1/4. March corn ended at 759 1/4, down 1/4. May corn ended at 753 1/4, down 1/2. November soybeans yesterday, 1546 1/2, up 12 1/4. January beans ended at 1549 1/4, up 12 3/4. March beans ended at 1517 3/4, up 8 1/2. December soybean meal yesterday ended at $471, up 72. January meal, 464.30, up 52. March meal ended at 450.80, up 37. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 51.66, up 8. January meal, 52.04 up 6. March oil, 52.48 up 6. December oats yesterday ended at 395.5 up 1.25. March oats ended at 399 up a penny. The cash grain report is not available on this Tuesday morning, so we'll move on to numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. December hogs, 78.67, down 95. February hogs, 85.17, down 52. April hogs, 90.45, down 35. October cattle yesterday, 126.40, up a dime. December cattle, 127.27, unchanged. February cattle, 131.30, up 30. October feeder cattle yesterday, 145.67, down 47. November feeders, 147.75, down 62. January feeders, 149.27, down 95. The cash livestock market report also not available to us on this Tuesday morning. Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 190 and a quarter, up 2.25. For block cheese, 201, up 1. For barrel cheese, 197, up 5.25. And the spot price yesterday for Class 3 milk, 21.05. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.49. For November, $7.47. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.49. For November, $7.47. Beans delivered to Scottville or Greenfield for October, $15.24. For November, $15.35. Wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.27. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.49. Corn at Scottville, $7.49. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.24. Wheat at Scottville, $8.27. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the weather. At this time, color radar in the Weather Center showing scattered light showers around the mid-Illinois listening area. And this check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies, warmer today with occasional showers, the high about 80, south winds at 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, the low about 60. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler, with a chance of showers on Thursday. Low temperatures falling to the low 40s, highs in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy skies, 62 degrees. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, a half inch. The Lang family of Coffeen, 4.5 inches of rain, 0.4 inch here at the Weather Center. And once again, 62 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
October is National Pork Month. There's a chill in the air, so it's time to bring the heat in the kitchen. Try braising pork loin chops with peppers and onions for a spicy and simple one-skillet meal. Or serve up Cuban spiced pork tenderloin hot off the grill. Pork is tender, juicy, and so satisfying. There's no end to the possibilities. This October, heat things up with pork and visit porkbeinspired.com. Brought to you by the Illinois Pork Producers Association and the Pork Checkoff.
And part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, the agricultural summary submitted by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Scattered showers and strong winds made their way across the state this past week, allowing only about 3.5 days suitable for field work. Statewide rainfall totals averaged 1.1 inches, about 0.4 of an inch above average. Temperatures averaged 53.8 degrees, 0.4 degrees above average. The topsoil moisture is now rated as 5% very short, 17% short, 72% adequate, 6% surplus. Subsoil moisture was reported as 21% very short, 44% short, 33% adequate, and 2% surplus. Despite the weather, fall harvest and tillage continued to progress last week. Corn harvest increased to 92% complete statewide. This compares to 75% last year, 62% as the five-year average. The soybean harvest increased to 80% compared to 81% last year, 71% for the five-year average. Winter wheat planting is well underway with 69% of the crop planted compared to 72% last year and 55% for the five-year average. Pasture conditions were rated as 14% very poor, 16% poor, 31% fair, 37% good, and 2% excellent. At the Triple D Farms open house for their new hog facility last week, we talked to Derek Dunkirk of Morrisonville, the president of the Illinois Pork Producers, and while he was fixing chops and burgers, we asked him about the risk the families involved with the project are taking.
Yeah, that's true, Randy. It's nice to see a family, and I think the story here, you know, is wanting to bring another generation home, get them included in the farm, and also working in partnership with Borgix and allowing them to, you know, keep their operation viable and expanding. We built a barn real similar to this one, well, identical to this one on our farm. We just put pigs in it. So, you know, it's great to get the open house and have people here to walk through, ask questions.
You know, it's sort of a sign of the changing industry, too, that people specialize in different facets of the pork industry. Like it used to be you had a wean to a farrow to feeder and feeder to finish, or farrow to finish, but that's changed too, hasn't it?
Sure it has. There's a lot more partnerships these days, folks trying to work together and specialize in different aspects of the production chain. You got a lot of guys that are, you know, farrow to wean and wean to finish, and then there's still a lot of traditional farrow to finish guys out there. So, but it is good to see a lot of people have maybe struggled in the hog industry in the last 10, 15 years, and some of these partnerships have allowed some of them to stay viable. So,
now, is this going to be the wave of the future?
I don't know about the wave of the future. I still think we'll see a lot of traditional, you know, farrow to finish operations. I think this is just one way, one unique way that people are making it work. So I think it just fits into the production chain and just meshes right in.
And it also helps with the other costs in that, like for feed and water, that sort of thing.
Sure. Yep. And it helps spread out some of the risk over several different areas and, you know, being able to produce pigs maybe in areas where we want to produce them and keep them out of areas we don't want to, you know, be able to put them in. So, you know, and trying to keep numbers on certain farms and things like that so that, you know, we don't have to worry about any disease crossover and things like that.
Another thing it probably helps with is waste management too, doesn't it?
Sure it does. To see these guys, especially wean to finish contractors, be able to put up these finishing units and utilize the manure, that's you know what we really like to promote, you know, is how we you know, the nutrient cycle. And you know, we feed corn and soybean meal to these hogs, and after we harvest them and pump the pits out, we put that manure back on the land to help produce a crop again next year.
And right now we'll update the area livestock markets. We join Kent McFarland of the Department of Agriculture. He gives us the results of the Shelbyville livestock market.
Estimated receipts, 332 head. Compared to last week, choice slaughter steers and heifers are trading $1 to $2 higher. Holstein steers, $1 higher. Choice slaughter steers, 119 to 123, with select and choice steers, 114 to 117.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, 110 to 113. Choice slaughter heifers, 119 to 123.50. Select and choice at 115 to 118.
Now we'll update the results from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts totaled 401 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $1 higher. Slaughter cows unevenly steady. Slaughter bulls $2 higher in a light test. Choice slaughter steers, 119 to 125. Select and choice, 114 to 119. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, 110.25 to 115.75. Choice slaughter heifers at 119 to 122. And select and choice heifers, 115.25 to 119. Breaker slaughter cows at 80.50 to 83.50. Boners, 77.50 to 82.50. Lean slaughter cows, 65.50 to 72.50. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls, 82.50 to 90.50. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It was a fairly good week in the hog markets. Normally this time of year prices are trending down, but we were steady to higher this week. Pork cutout gained 10 cents over the week, ending up at around $87.80. Carcass prices for hogs are steady to a dollar higher in the low 80s. Terminal markets trading in the upper 50s on a live weight basis. Slaughter for the week looks like it's going to come in a little under 2.4 million based upon preliminary data. That's up 3.5% compared to a year ago, so steady to higher prices is encouraging under that shape. But one of the encouraging things, weights continue to decline. Our Minnesota live weights last week averaged 272.2 pounds. That was down a tenth of a pound from a year ago. Four of the last 5 weeks have been lighter than a year ago, indicating producers are current in their marketings and giving us hope that maybe the hog prices will be steady to a bit higher next week. Futures market also steady to a tad bit higher than a year ago. Retail pork prices in September were released this week, $3.50 a pound for pork on average. That was down from August and down from a year ago, but not surprising that it's lower given the very large hog slaughter we had during the month of September.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. Much of the country is still experiencing some level of drought, and that may continue through the winter. That, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA Deputy Director Mike Halpert says a large majority of the drought is expected to persist. It's even expected to expand westward into Montana, Idaho, and parts of Oregon and Washington. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has announced additional funding to modernize and improve the efficiency of rural electric generation and transmission systems in 8 states. 7 of the loans announced Friday contain support for smart grid projects. In making the announcement, Secretary Vilsack said a strong American economy is contingent upon a strong rural economy. He said infrastructure investments like the $107.5 million in loan guarantees provided by the USDA's Rural Development's Rural Utility Service will promote job growth. The owners of an Arizona dairy are asking the Supreme Court for the right to challenge federal price fixing. The Hedinga family says a government market-fixing law forces them to sell milk to consumers at a higher price than they want to charge. In a petition filed Friday, the Hedingas are asking the Supreme Court to take their case and ensure their lawsuit gets a fair hearing in the courts by allowing them to introduce evidence that the price-fixing law was passed to target them for unfavorable treatment and to block them from competing. Lower courts have denied the Hedingas a chance to introduce evidence. Both the trial court and the Court of Appeals threw their lawsuit out, taking the government's word that the law is rational and not requiring proof for that claim. A principal attorney with Pacific Legal Foundation, who represents the Hedingas, says the case is about more than restrictions on dairies and other businesses. Timothy Sandifer says it's about whether people challenging the constitutionality of any law can get a fair trial, or whether the government can just recite some magic words and make the case disappear. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat now trading at 871.5, down 6.75. March wheat trading at 883.5, down 6.75. December corn trading at 756, down 5.25. March corn trading at 753.75, down 5.5. November soybeans trading at 1536.5, down a dime. January beans trading at 1538.75, down 10.5. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.